Hey guys, want to record a half shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
Casa Bonita episode.
Casa Bonita. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Write that down.
Writing it down.
You know, we throw around all sorts of things that we'd like to talk about. And we have these meetings before we do an episode, right? Even if we're like, all right, we got to get in there and we got to record right away. It's very seldom that we actually just start recording right away, right? We have to
push
sit there.
Fish. It's about to turn.
Uh-huh. Well, we have to sit there and we have to go over our notes, right? So, I mean, we say that, you know, we have a pre-shift. And that is an industry term, right?
86 Coors Light, motherfucker. I don't want to have this conversation 17 times. I want to have it once.
And the standard pre-shift thing to do for managers always used to be that everybody is supposed to be in at least 15 to 30 minutes before the shift, before the opening or before the shift change or whatever it is. And the manager sits there and discusses, this is what's going on for the day. Or even if it's not like a big change, it's time to use to do some additional training or, you know, test menu knowledge or
we're supposed to be doing
kind
table
of go
service
around or, hey, I've noticed that our liquor sales are low. I'd like to see them boosted up. How do we do that? Right. It's a lot of
Francois and his brothers are coming in. So wear your butt plug.
Right. Exactly. So it's one of those times that you try to get things done. Well, more and more I've noticed that that does not exist
the way it used to.
They talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I've had managers reference pre-shifts that never fucking happened.
Right.
Like, I'm like, what?
Well, now, like, you know, they get whiteboards, right?
Yeah.
And then, or
actually very effective.
Or they get some sort of, like, whiteboards are extremely effective. Don't get me wrong. Like,
you still have to use them.
Right.
Just having the whiteboard isn't enough.
But people have to read them, right?
Yes.
And that's a big thing, is a lot of times people don't read them. Or, you know, we have two different boards at one of my jobs where one of them is like, I pass by it 100 times in a shift and I never stop to look at it because it's not in my way.
Right.
Yeah. The main whiteboard that we use has 86 items and, you know, all the stuff that we need to know for the shift.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Why are you offering Blue Moon?
But
we've been out of Blue Moon for 2 days.
Right.
Right.
But you know why those went away is because of, you know,
social distancing.
No, wanting to save on labor, right?
Oh, you don't want to pay me $2.50 an hour for an extra half an hour.
Because if you bring, you know, 10 servers and 2 bartenders in to all stand around for an extra 15 minutes, that's going to cost you $20 or whatever. Whatever. Like now in Colorado anyway, it's a, you know,
it's
we get a better wage, but it's still
not enough.
Yeah,
it's not. Enough, but
it's still too much for the employer.
I still can't get insurance. You can fucking pay me fucking the minimum you can and not fucking never mind.
And I understand that there's got to be like some number cruncher somewhere is figuring out these cost analysis. Oh, do you realize that if you do this, it's going to
half
cost
an hour
you,
across 90 restaurants.
Right.
That shit's going to add up.
Right. Exactly. And big chains, of course, are the first ones to let it go. But to me, it's, well, are you using these pre-shifts effectively? And if you are, then you're going to be able to increase your overall
sales.
Guest service and ultimately your sales.
Yeah,
dude, I had multiple managers at my last gig, but I had this one manager, Joe, and it was like a fucking, like a pre-game. Like it was like a coach talking. Like I lived for Joe fucking pre-shifts. Cause it's like, what was it saying? He's like, you need to, don't ask to be cut cause you're here to make money and you want money. So you can buy stuff. You want stuff, right? You like stuff. And like people, dude, I'm telling you, like pre-shifts work. Like it's a underutilized thing. Like,
well, so I go in at 5 o'clock at my downtown job and the shift meeting happens at 4 o'clock. And so when I get in there, I miss it. And usually a manager will come find me and fill me in, or a lot of times an employee will fill me in on things that I missed. I was predominantly on the well last night, and so I had, and the well was busy because we had a private party going on.
It's fucking Friday.
So I did not deal with the customers as much and with the register and ringing things in. It was not until we closed or almost closed that the other bartender told me that all of our beer had gone up. All of our prices.
You didn't even notice.
I didn't even notice.
Ouch.
There's actually a lot of that going on. Just like price increases, not having happy hour.
I knew that my GM had told me a week ago that he had been asking for a price increase, but it wasn't even on the whiteboard that the price increase
happened. That you ignore blatantly.
Yeah.
So
of course. Well, no, that whiteboard I actually make at that job, I make a point to go and read because every now and then those managers will come around and kind of test us. Right. They'll ask us a question and then you're like busted because you didn't read the whiteboard.
Oh, to be a manager, what did you study in college to be able to be like, oh, did you read this question on the whiteboard? Right.
Did you get the TPS report?
I'm so fucking glad. It makes sense that you make so much more than me an hour. You condescend me every fucking chance you get.
I got to say, though, I do really love this GM. He and I get along great.
I love my current manager, too.
Yeah. But those pre-shift meetings where you make sure that everybody has the information, just in general,
they're important.
The ability to communicate properly with the entire staff.
You're all on the same page.
Yeah, how often do you have that opportunity?
It's got to be the most important thing or one of the most important things you can do for your restaurant.
Yeah.
And places don't do them.
Yeah. No. You know, honestly, I've noticed that it hasn't just happened overnight. This has been like a slowly evolving thing. And yeah, it may be due to cost efficiency on a big corporate chain, but no joke, I honestly have...
That's a fucking excuse. I don't want to hear about fucking how much it costs anymore. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just the fact that we are all getting more on our plates than we should, because I've managed restaurants.
Right.
I've been marketing directors and promotion directors of restaurants. I've been captains of restaurants. I've been servers. I've been bartenders. I've done almost every single thing. And the list for your job description used to be like this. And now the paragraph is just, you know, the bullet points are getting longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. You know, there have been places where I've worked where I'm not just a bartender. I'm also the cook. I'm also the van driver. I'm also the front desk person. Like,
I'm not just a client. I'm also the president. What is it? The fucking men's warehouse.
I mean, it's just, there's just way too much that you're expecting me to do. And it's the same with the managers now. They're getting more shit on their plates that they have to do. Training has gone out the window. And that's a whole other half shot.
Off training.
So, I mean, it's like if you're a manager trying to herd kittens, it ain't gonna fucking happen. And a pre-shift or a lineup is nowhere in that description for the day. That what is the right word? That it's not even a thought. For that shift.
It's not even that hoe over there.
And it's really sad because it really does help a restaurant run better. There have been countless times where I've walked into a shift and somebody will tell me who's clocking out or who was there earlier for bar backs purposes, whatever. Be like, oh, hey, by the way, I checked the lines. These are the beers that we're out of. And then I run out of time and I can't fucking tell my other bartending staff. And then they don't know. And it's now, you know, 7 o'clock at night, a whole different shift is on. And it's like, what the fuck? How are we out of Princess Yum Yum? Why didn't we have a pre-shift about this? How come nobody told us about this? How come the whiteboard hasn't been updated?
When I snap on you in the well about being out of Princess Yum Yum, it's not because you didn't know. It's because this is the fucking 17th time I've had to have this conversation.
Right. They're essential.
So this pissed me off last week at one of my jobs where the failure to communicate there is... I mean, it is so far beyond anywhere I've ever worked. Like
it's almost like they're trying to do it.
You don't know shit about fuck when you walk in the door there.
I fucking hate it, man.
And so
managers are fucking so shitty. Maybe it's my last toxic relationship still like lingering, but like
so it's the airport.
Fuck off.
So it's the airport, and we have been closing at 9 o'clock, and
good for you.
At 8 o'clock last Wednesday. The manager comes over a bartender comes over and a guest says, what time do you close? And the bartender says,
fuck, what time do we close?
The bartender says, oh, we close at 10 and we do last call at 9:45. And I was like, oh no, that's the way we used to do it. And so I told her, I was like, did you just tell her that we close at 10? She's like, yeah, we started closing at 10 last night.
Pre-shift.
And this is now...
Your entire shift.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I think I'm done in an hour.
You're already starting to clean and break shit down.
I think I'm done in an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? I was like, this is like that daylight savings time bullshit.
Daylight savings time this year, fuck things up.
2 o'clock comes around. It's like, nope, it's 1 o'clock. We're staying open another hour.
Fuck me.
It was that kind of thing. And I was so mad. And one of the other bartenders was like, why are you so bent out of shape about it? I was like, all right.
Because this affects my entire day.
It's not the other hour. I've been saying for a long time, we need to go back to being open until 10 o'clock anyway. The problem that I have with it is that nobody fucking tells us
how many
anything.
Managers did you see on shift? Oh, you probably thought, three managers before.
Oh,
you
I
know.
Thought you were part of the text group that
oh,
it
don't
went out
even
to.
Get me started. You're not part of the Facebook group? Well, no. I spend enough time with you motherfuckers already. I'm not going to do it for free.
And do you know who that text group included?
Managers.
It included two managers and the three bartenders who had worked the night before.
You know what we call that
because
back in the day?
Because it started the
evidence.
Night before.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, come
you're not
the
part
fuck
of the text
on.
Feed that like we just created.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. No, dude.
Anyway.
I mean, come on.
The whole point of it is that, you know, just overall, like, even if you need to like just dumb down whatever your shift meeting is going to be to the most pertinent information,
yeah.
Especially in an industry where things are in flux, in a time when things are in flux, you can have an 86 board, right? You don't have to go over every single thing. You can tell people, all right, read the 86 board, right? But you need to like take that time to check in with
right.
your staff
yes.
to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Uh-huh.
For instance, I also just found out that we don't have wheat bread anymore at one of my jobs.
White wheat or sourdough?
We're just using white bread.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm supposed to know this because I'm out there selling it.
Yeah. Yep.
Knowledge right? is power.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just really important that the people that are out on the front lines that are actually dealing with the guests have all of the information necessary to do our jobs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
correct.
That's what you pay us to do. Yeah. Like,
I think it's, I like my pre-shift meetings because
I love it. It helps me get dialed in.
It helps me organize for the day. It helps me make notes. And then it gives me that few seconds, minutes, whatever it is to check in with my manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you might not see them again for
the entirety
of your shift.
Yep.
I just want to say like, sometimes the lack of communication, like, and this is, I'm drawing on like life experience. How did you even ring that beer in? It's not in the POS system.
That's
so rather than just having a conversation, you hacked the fucking matrix.
You went into the happy hour
to ring
system.
In a beer we haven't had for 2 months. Like, yeah. I can't even explain this feeling that I'm experiencing.
So right there, that is also like, it's valuable to the management,
yes.
yeah.
right? Because
it's costing you fucking
money.
The managers get to find out the stuff that they need to know that's going on out there
yep.
that will help them run the business better.
Yep.
This is why we're still bartenders. We're not managers because we understand how the job works. Like you can't to be a manager. No offense. I do have some good manager friends out there, but as a rule, my managers have been shit, total
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. I mean, I've got one manager who's so extraordinarily envious or jealous or whatever. Like, he holds it against us how much money we make.
That affects
your job. That's a fucking conflict
right.
of interest.
And
yeah.
if we say anything about it, you know, he's like, you guys make so much money.
Actually.
Okay. Because we do our job excellently.
Yeah.
It's not my
right?
fault you're
not
a manager
easy.
From Denny's,
right.
dude,
well,
at
no.
fucking 78.
But, well, like, not only that, but like no joke, this dude would be a phenomenal fucking bartender
then
or
become
server.
A bartender.
So
and
fucking
I,
do
right.
it.
And I'm like, why aren't you? Come
they,
do it. Come
do it in the military.
Go, right? Come work three shifts and make the same money you're making in 50 hours.
Yeah, and yeah. stop being a prick to me. Stop being
well,
a...
Well, he's not a prick to me. Like, we get
he
along
knows better.
Well, but at the same... And I digress.
Moving on.
All right, that was a fun half shot.
That was good. I feel better.
It is knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
The more you know.
Do, 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 do.
Lasers.
Ding.